Chapter 4. Riding a three-wheeled motorcycle. Types of three-wheelers. The right trike for you. Three-wheeled motorcycles vary widely in type, size, and purpose. For example, there are sidecar rigs, trikes with one wheel in front and two in back, and reverse trikes with two wheels in front and one in back. Choose the type of motorcycle that best fits your needs. Ensure that the size and layout of the bike fits you comfortably, and allows for optimal operation of the controls. Differences between two- and three-wheeled motorcycles. Three-wheeled motorcycles have significantly different handling characteristics than two-wheeled motorcycles. Washington requires a separate three-wheel endorsement due to the handling differences between two- and three-wheelers. Even an experienced two-wheel rider will find that a three-wheeled motorcycle steers, corners, stops, and balances differently. Take a three-wheel training course to learn and practice the techniques needed to ride your three-wheeler safely and skillfully. Advantages. Three-wheeled motorcycles, often called rigs, have some advantages over their two-wheeled counterparts. They are typically more stable than a two-wheeler. They do not require you to hold them upright at a stop. They can slide sideways while braking without falling down. Three-wheelers tend to be larger, which makes them more visible. They can carry passengers and cargo easier than two-wheelers due to their size. Disadvantages. Three-wheeled rigs have disadvantages due to their larger size, which makes them more visible, but means less maneuverability and more weight, which in turn can affect acceleration negatively. More weight, which can also make some three-wheelers, especially motorcycles equipped with sidecars, take longer to stop. Higher fuel consumption due to more weight, as well as more engine and tire wear. Make sure to complete pre-ride inspections for your three-wheeler before every ride. Riding posture. For better control, perform the following. Posture, seat. Position yourself comfortably so you are able to operate all of the controls, which will allow you to use your arms to steer the rig rather than to hold yourself upright. Sit far enough forward so that your arms are slightly bent when you hold the hand grips. This allows you to maneuver the rig more effectively. Utilizing correct posture will allow you to more quickly respond to hazards. Hands. Hold the hand grips firmly, but not tightly to keep your grip when riding over rough surfaces. Hold your right wrist flat when you can for both better control of the throttle, and to keep you from accelerating unintentionally. Adjust handlebars so your hands are even with, or below your elbows. A relaxed position will be more comfortable, but also allows for improved handling of your rig. Feet. Serious injuries may occur, and control of your rig can become difficult if your feet are placed on the ground during operation. Rest your feet firmly on the footrests near the controls to keep away from any moving parts. Body position. You must shift your body position while cornering on your three-wheeler. Lean and/or shift your body weight in the direction you intend to turn to avoid raising the inside wheel. This is especially important with sidecar rigs during right turn stow, avoid a rollover crash. Basic controls and operation. Most three-wheelers have controls in similar locations to each other. Please consult the owner's manual to verify control locations and operation specific to your rig. Practice in a safe and controlled environment until you become comfortable operating each control without looking down. The best way to become familiar with your trike is to take a training class. Clutch control and shifting gears. Always consult your owner's manual to verify the type of transmission your rig is equipped with, and its operation. Some three-wheelers shift manually, and some shift either partially or fully automatic. Practice shifting both up and down to develop smooth control. Most fully manual rigs have a wet clutch that allows you to slip the clutch, which helps control the amount of power given to the rear wheel. Slipping the clutch is a fundamental skill to learn and practice, since it aids your control of the rig when you are maneuvering at slow speeds. Utilizing engine braking power by downshifting is a useful technique with a disadvantage. Your brake light does not engage to let drivers behind you know that you are slowing. When engine braking, Flash your brake light a few times to help other road users see that you are slowing down. Unique handling characteristics. Three-wheel steering. Under normal conditions, three-wheelers use direct steering, which is simply turning the handlebars in the direction the rider wants the vehicle to go. Tip over lines. Tip over lines are inherent in the design of all three-wheeled motorcycles. A line drawn between any two wheels on your rig represents a tip over line, and each tip over line is like a hinge point. When enough weight is placed outside a tip over line, or when cornering forces shift the center of gravity outside a tip over line, it is possible for a three-wheeled motorcycle to lift a wheel off of the ground. Tipping occurs most frequently during tight maneuvers or when turning at higher speeds. In extreme cases, the rig can actually roll. Tip over lines are most noticeable when operating sidecar rigs. A shift of weight or centrifugal force can easily lift the sidecar wheel. With practice and experience, a sidecar-equipped motorcycle can be operated while riding upon only two wheels of the motorcycle, which is called flying the sidecar, something not recommended on public roadways. To maintain stability, careful positioning of loads and passengers within the tip-over lines is required in order to reduce the possibility of lifting a wheel or rolling the rig. The lower and more centered cargo or passengers are, the more stable your three-wheeled motorcycle will be. Flying and steering reversion. Only two of three wheels are in contact with the ground when flying a rig. A balance point can be reached at a certain speed, and that is when steering reversion takes place. Steering reversion is when a three-wheeler, typically a sidecar rig, that is normally controlled by direct steering, temporarily balances and operates on only the two wheels of the motorcycle. When this happens, steering reverts to counter-steering. To bring a flying wheel to the ground, you can do one or more of the following. Lean into the lift, lightly apply the front brake, or roll off the throttle slightly. The best way to understand and control flying a wheel is to practice in a safe and controlled location, and by taking training. Yaw. When starting out from a stop on a sidecar rig, you may feel the weight of the sidecar pulling the vehicle slightly to the right. This pull is called yaw. You can counteract yaw by steering slightly to the left when starting out, which will help you stay in your lane. You also feel yaw when you are braking on a sidecar rig. When braking on a motorcycle with a sidecar, especially one that doesn't have a brake on the sidecar wheel, you may feel some thrust to the left. Compensate for yaw by steering slightly to the right in order to maintain your path of travel and stay within your lane. Cornering. Some of the most fun on a motorcycle is riding Washington's curvy and twisting roads. A large percentage of Washington's motorcycle fatalities are single vehicle crashes in corners due to errors in rider judgment. The two leading causes are excessive speed and improper technique. Often riders take corners too fast and are unable to stay in their lane. They frequently end up crossing into another lane of traffic, or simply going off the road. Sometimes riders overreact and brake too hard, causing a skid and loss of control. One of the most effective ways to reduce your risk in corners is to take training. All three-wheel motorcycle endorsement training in Washington includes an emphasis on cornering strategies and techniques. Keep in mind that with increased speeds and tighter curves, there is a potential for the inside wheel of your three-wheeler to lift. Tipping occurs when weight and/or the center of gravity is transferred outside a tip-over line. Cornering steps. In order to corner safely, approach all turns and curves with caution. Perform these five steps for better control. 1. Reduce speed before the corner by rolling off the throttle and, if necessary, applying all brakes. 2. Look through the turn by pointing your head and eyes in the direction you want to go, toward the end or exit of the corner. Do this throughout the corner. Keep your eyes level with the horizon. If you feel yourself going wide, focus more intently on where you want to go. 3. Lean your upper body in the direction you intend to turn to help maintain stability. 4. Point the front wheels toward the turn. 5. After you enter the corner, smoothly roll on the throttle to maintain or slightly increase speed. This helps pull your three-wheeler through the turn. When turning a trike, the weight of most trikes is distributed almost equally side to side, As a result, these motorcycles handle the same in both left and right-hand turns. When turning a sidecar rig. Since the weight of the sidecar rig is not always distributed equally from side to side, the handling characteristics differ from standard trikes. During a right turn, side force pulls the rig toward the outside of the turn and creates a possibility for the sidecar wheel to lift. The sidecar will lift easily in a turn if it is empty or only lightly loaded. Using the same cornering steps as above while making sure to lean into the right turn will reduce the possibility of your sidecar lifting from the ground. During a left turn, the side force pushing to the outside of the turn adds weight to the sidecar wheel, helping it stay in contact with the ground. A transfer of weight to the left can cause the suspension to extend, reducing traction available for steering and speed control. In extreme cases, it could cause the nose of the sidecar to dig into the pavement, causing the sidecar rig to flip. Hills. When riding uphill on a three-wheeled motorcycle or sidecar-equipped motorcycle, some weight will shift to the rear, which can cause the front of the motorcycle to become lighter. An uphill shift in weight can reduce the traction on the front tire, which may reduce steering ability and tire grip. When riding downhill, gravity will shift some weight to the front tire. A downhill shift in weight can increase the amount of braking force available, but it can increase weight to the point that a tire will slide when braking. If the front tire starts to slide, steering ability is lost, which is why it is important to begin slowing earlier and smoother when cornering, but also when stopping downhill to maintain traction and steering ability. When riding a sidecar downhill, it is even more important to adjust speed prior to entering a turn, especially in right-hand turns. In downhill right-hand turns, both cornering forces and gravity are pulling the rig toward the outside of the curve, which can cause the sidecar to lift and tip to the left. Remember, it is much easier to speed up in a corner than it is to slow down in one. Therefore, always adjust your speed before entering a corner. Drifting. As discussed earlier, centrifugal force pulls a three-wheeler toward the outside of corners and may cause an inside wheel to lift. To reduce this side force and help keep all wheels on the ground, you can use a technique called drifting. Drifting is a technique that uses steering, braking, and throttle to slightly slide the rear tire toward the outside of the corner. This subtle drift can help disperse side loads and increase stability as you maintain directional control. The best way to learn and practice this important technique is to take a three-wheel training course. Braking. Braking in a straight line. Improper braking technique is often a common factor in many motorcycle crashes. One of the advantages of three-wheeled motorcycles is that you can brake much harder than on a two-wheeler and still maintain traction. To achieve the shortest and safest stops, apply all brakes on your rig simultaneously. Apply brakes in a smooth and progressive manner. As you come to a stop, the weight of your three-wheeler shifts forward, so do not grab the brakes in order to avoid skidding. On a sidecar rig or a reverse trike, a forward shift in weight increases the effectiveness of your front brake, making it more powerful than the rear brake. Apply all brakes up to, but not beyond, the skid point. When coming to a stop, remain in first gear, on a manually shifted rig, so that you can take off rapidly if necessary, to avoid a rear-end collision. Braking in a corner. To stop as quickly and as safely as possible in a curve, use all of your brakes smoothly and progressively. Traction is reduced while turning a three-wheeler, which affects how much traction is available for braking. Do not exceed your traction limits, which could cause a skid and the potential to slide out of your lane. Evasive maneuvers. There are generally two types of evasive maneuvers you can execute on your three-wheeler. Change speed, stop, slow down, or speed up. Change position, swerve or turn. Quick stops. A quick stop is often the safest evasive maneuver for avoiding collisions or other hazards in traffic on a three-wheeler. Fully apply all brakes smoothly and progressively without locking any wheels. Prepare to account for a sidecar's tendency to yaw left when stopping. Keep your knees against the tank and keep your eyes up looking well ahead. This will help you stop in a straight line. Practice using all brakes for non-emergency stops to develop the muscle memory which will help you brake properly in an emergency. The best place to practice your emergency braking skills is in a safe and controlled location. Swerves. Swerving is an option for avoiding a hazard, but because of the handling characteristics of three-wheelers, the sudden side loads experienced within a swerve can upset the suspension of the rig, causing a tip or roll over. Tipping or rolling over is more likely when on a sidecar due to the tip over line. Keep in mind that there is less room to swerve around vehicles or obstacles because of a three-wheeler's size. If you do need to swerve, remember to shift your weight into each directional change to help keep all wheels on the ground. You may just find that executing a quick stop is safer and more effective on a three-wheeler after all. Practice swerving in a safe location and at varying speeds. Also, practice shifting your weight while you are cornering to build the habit for when you may have to utilize a swerve. Carrying passengers and cargo. Passengers carried by either two or three wheelers must be at least 5 years old. Passengers must have a passenger seat and foot pegs, boards, and they must wear a DOT-compliant helmet. To account for tip-over lines, a single passenger on a sidecar rig should be positioned in the sidecar and not on the rear seat of the motorcycle. If riding with two passengers, the larger passenger should be in the sidecar to minimize lift when turning. When securing cargo, account for tip-over lines by centering as much weight as possible within the tip-over lines. Your owner's manual will tell you how much weight you can safely carry on your trike. It may also suggest different tire pressures or suspension adjustments for carrying a passenger and/or cargo. Understand that your rig will handle differently with the additional weight of a passenger and/or cargo. It may take longer to accelerate, longer to stop, and may behave differently in corners.